worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 25 with verses 9 through 11. Happy the one who finds a friend who speaks to attentive ears. How great is the one who finds wisdom, but none is greater than the one who fears the Lord. Fear of the Lord surpasses all else. To whom can we compare the one who has it? True friendship is a rare and precious gift that is not easily found. It is a bond that goes beyond mere companionship or shared interests. True friendship is built on a foundation of wisdom, where both individuals are willing to listen and learn from each other and grow in truth. It is a friendship that is grounded in a deep respect for the Lord and a shared commitment to living a life that is pleasing to Him. My wife and I call it living God first. In the book of Proverbs, it is written, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." That's Proverbs 9:10. This verse emphasizes the importance of having a healthy respect for God and His teachings in order to gain true wisdom. A true friend is someone who not only possesses this wisdom, but also seeks to impart it to others. They are willing to listen, share their insights, and offer guidance based on a solid foundation of faith and understanding. A true friend is also someone who lives for salvation. They understand the importance of living a life that is in line with God's will and seek to encourage and support others in their own spiritual journey. They are not afraid to speak the truth in love, even when it may be difficult or uncomfortable. A true friend is someone who desires the best for their friends, both in this life and in the life to come. In the book of James, it is written, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." That's in James 1:19. This verse highlights the importance of listening in true friendship. A true friend is someone who is willing to listen attentively without interrupting or passing judgment. They seek to understand their friend's perspective and offer support and guidance in a loving and compassionate manner. True friendship is not about always agreeing or never having disagreements. It is about being able to communicate openly and honestly while still maintaining a sense of mutual respect and understanding. A true friend is someone who is willing to have difficult conversations, confront issues head on, and work through conflicts in a healthy and constructive manner. In the book of Proverbs, it is written, "Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another." Proverbs 27:17. This verse emphasizes the importance of having friends who challenge and encourage us to grow, become better versions of ourselves. A true friend is someone who is not content to simply coast through life, but is always striving for personal growth and spiritual maturity. They should be your soulmate in Christ. Tony, thank you for being mine. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, and our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. And we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continues. And we continue to pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Sirach 25. It's verses 9 through 11. We've got a four-stanza ongoing poem. It's titled, Friend Find, One Happy. In a world full of chaos and noise, finding a friend brings so much joy. Someone to talk to, wisdom, who listens. A companion in life, a true kindred mission. We share our thoughts, our hopes, our fears. Knowing our secrets are safe, with them always near. They offer comfort, support, and unbounding love. A friendship like this is a gift from above. We laugh together, we cry together. In each other's company, we just feel better. No matter the distance, no matter the time, our friendship is strong, it will never decline. So let's cherish these moments, these precious times. For a friend like you, Tony, is truly a rare find. Fear of the Lord by someone who understands. Someone who cares. A friend like you is beyond compare. Amen. Love you, my dear. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 21st, 2024. I'm recording this morning up with the angels at 4:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. It means conducting wisdom as a part of your friendship with those who fear the Lord and bring them full circle in this life and the next to come. Amen. We close at 7:11 in Jesus' name. Jesus. 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 God bless you, Johnny.